Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Invisibles, so let's get started. Now, George Harper, Psychic Copper, and his partner Debonair, John Six, are on the hunt for their missing governor, Jack Flint, right? Wrong. Nobody's informed George. They're all part of the same thousand-year-old conspiracy. The Invisibles we've been chasing turns out to be us. Very bloody postmodern, and I don't think. If I hadn't known that since Day Bleeding One, you'd have been dead as a doorknob. Beryl Alice Windom. May 1896 to January 1965, Queen Mob. This is thine high reward. The past shall rise. I shall behold the present. I will teach the secrets of the future. George, shot me, you bastard. I was protecting you, for God's sake. I thought I was protecting you until... Jack's fighting for his life over there. His cover personality was scheduled to die of a coronary tomorrow night. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. We're all on the same side, George. If you can remember who you were, you'll know that. Of course I bloody remember. Time I was some bloke called Eric Millett. Surly bugger he was. Anarchist. It took ages to get into character for George Harper. And you know what? Remember we were talking about what's the worst thing you've ever done? Then I told you I artificially inseminated my little brother. Action. In the end, I like George better than Eric. George is a geezer. He likes having a laugh and cooking for nice birds. He's happy. But George Harper is not a bleeding arsehole. Ugh. I hope I bloody stung you, you foppish bastard. I chose sides. I don't need de-bleeding programming, all right? Now, score settled. What happens when the governor comes bursting out of his cocoon? Put the gun down before this becomes any more ridiculous. Oh, Christ, what brings you here? I'm bleeding to death, Sir Miles, and I vowed never to do it in front of a high-ranking member of the British establishment. Shut up. I'm here to discharge an obligation. One of your numbers saved my life, and I don't like to leave debts hanging. Now listen to me. You're surrounded by officers of the British Army. I said, why can't we just send James Bond to Serbia? What did they say to that, then? James Bond, says the NCO, is a fictional character. Well, my answer to that is, they're the hardest bastards to kill, aren't they? Shut up. Up ahead. Ecstasy in a tent with a boy I hardly knew. I had just started walking to get the taste out of my mouth. Maybe you could help me. Nothing seems to make sense anymore, and I'm looking for my friend. It's a tranny, I'm telling you. Nah, bullocks. I'll ask if you... Said... I am cool as Bruce Lee. 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 I am... The big bastard had a hard-on, Fanny. I couldn't take my eyes off it, darling. How much LSD was in that water you gave them to drink? Enough to disable them. Sir Miles? Are you sure I shouldn't come up there with you? No, although I'm not quite sure why, Michael. Just stay in touch. I felt that. Any further attempts to probe my mind would result in immediate and fatal temporal lobe hemorrhage, I promise you. Oh, for God's sake, I'm in a great deal of bloody pain here. Why don't you just get to the point, and let me find a first aid kit before all the goodness just drains out of me? You make me sick. How dare the likes of you challenge my work? Look at you. Ugh. Congratulations, he's a drooling moron. Your brainwashing methods are a triumph. Soon he'll be free to believe any simple-minded propaganda you choose to feed him, is that it? You've learned our methods well. Here you all are, running around purging your negative emotions while the beasts prepare to inherit the Earth. I'd rather suggest you look at this very closely indeed. A satellite of unknown origin in orbit behind the moon. Your fanatics call it Barbalith, am I correct? It would mean a great deal to you if... Oh, missus, should I shit myself now, granddad? What are you talking about, you crazy old man? That's not a picture of the divine, that's a cheap Xerox of your ass. You sat on the machine at the office party, and that's a picture of your wizened old sphincter matted onto some crappy NASA snaps. Which asylum were you liberated from, little girl? The one you decided to stay in, I said. His eyes went through me like bullets. Well, he's firing blanks now. Get a picture of me and Fanny throwing up on the poor woman's mortal remains, Helga. I promise to have you on blank blank by... Shit! Hey! Christ the fucking mighty! It's a tantric free-for-all! Who the fuck's cock was that? She's right. We're not interested in fake photographs. If you want my eyes to light up, show me a band-aid and a slim panatella. You think you're hiding your fear incredibly well. Dramatic training, yes. Unfortunately, your posture shows. Here, never mind hypnosis. We've got the whole scandal on you right here, Lord Bleeding Snooty. Nimuyoi Editions, May 1960. Self-published? You're nicked. Where did you... There are three telepaths in the room, Sir Miles, and we made you decide to come here. You're just not that strong anymore. You walked right into this. Social Darwinism is the proper religion of the New Age. The real war is between jazz and rock and roll. Tell that to Khrushchev. If he was here, I would. I'm sorry, but I couldn't help noticing you were upset. I find Picasso incredibly moving, too. Yes, how very kind you are, young man. There were keys. 13 of the mirrors once, one for each zodiac sign. Mankind in its despair had attracted the despairing ones, the forgotten. Before our very eyes, our reality, our entire frame of reference had become the breeding ground for a kind of bacterial civilization. A machine race of meaningless, ruthless efficiency. Endless ghettos, atrocity camps, an empire of psychic army ants eating its way through the very foundation of things. Like them, like the old ones. I'm sorry, is the experiment still in progress? I'm experiencing the effects very strongly now. Time is... I'm not sure if I'd like this to continue much longer, Seton. Initiation never ends, Frater Nemo. The Master Therian tells us that a new aeon is arriving to replace the age of the dying, resurrected Father God. Through Beryl I met the others, and that one, that monstrous man, Seton. We are to be ministers of the new aeon of Horus, the child who destroys to create. He will come on fiery wings on tides of blood. But he is a child god, and that's the secret. Ugh. The space photograph is a fake. We faked it. We infiltrated your office several years ago. Your man, Pennington? What? Jack Flint died in a fire. Yeah, you're all right, Governor. Nothing a good hose down won't cure. Gah. Nothing stays buried forever. We know you murdered Beryl Windham. We think we know why. North Africa. I flew jet fighters for the Egyptian Air Force back in the late 60s. I crashed my plane in the desert, 60 miles from here. Like you, I had an unusual experience, a close encounter, you might say. A month later, I met my Sufi teacher, Abu Ibn Sa'id, just as they said I would. He quoted from Rumi. I am the life of life. I am that cat, this stone, no one. I have thrown quality away like an old dish rag. I see and know all times and worlds as one, one, always one. So what do I have to do to get you to admit who is speaking? Admit it and change everything. This is your own voice echoing off the walls of God. Anyway, you're leaving us tomorrow, eh? Back home to England and the war against the dark forces poised to strange freedom. I'm nobody's fucking soldier, man. I'm just trying to figure things out, bit by bit. They're different all the time, aren't they? Sometimes you see them like aliens or monsters. Or else they're ancient gods or fairies or some shite. I want to know what they look like in the nude, man. Know what I'm saying? Let's just have it straight for once, eh? The truth dazzles gradually, or else the world would be blind. What do you think they would look like, those others? I think they look like us, to the point you couldn't tell the difference. That's just what I think, though. Thinking is the first prerequisite for a potential little messiah like yourself. You're an exceptional fellow. Fuck off. Ha, and fuck you too, my friend. That's it, there you go, old man. You're one of us now. I suppose I felt most alone after my mother died. I miss her so much. She was such a frail, decent woman. My father was a terrible bully. If there were really some way to reach her beyond that veil. But you know there is, Sir Miles. If you'd like me to introduce you to some people, all you have to do is ask. Beryl, it keeps moving to yes, does it? Perhaps I asked it something about you, Miles, secretly and under my breath. But Pennington's been with me on this since around when we asked him to be. Or was it you? You did hire him, after all. You're a talented and intelligent young man, Miles, and what's more, you're one of us. We want you back where you belong, and we'd also like you to do something for us. In return, we're offering complete access to the occult books in our private vaults. Knowledge is more important to me than anything else. I am on this earth to learn how to master it. This is your life, Sir Miles. We're not going to war with you this time. No guns, no bodies. This is nothing you'd understand. You should listen to us. It's true, isn't it, that you've been initiated into the ultra-secret degrees of anti-masonry. The doctrine proceeds from the notion that the cornerstone of the universe is a block of antimatter, currently known as the Kuaba, or the Holy Stone of Mecca. I'll have you raped and killed. You couldn't know. Of course not. I just made it up to prove how easily we can undermine your ideas about what's real and what's not. You come here to frighten us with tales of monsters from beyond? We've dosed you with LSD in Key 23. You may think the universe is sick, Sir Miles, but we rather think we've found a way to inoculate. We'll swallow all your poisons and piss them out as vintage champagne. The monsters you fear are here. Horus has come, and there's nothing you can do to stop him or us. It says we are the future. The invasion of the body snatchers is underway. There is only us. Here endeth the lesson. Ugh. Patty, Crowley, the Right Honorable Sir Patrick to you, you shitey wee arsehole. Your friends in high places have enemies in high places. Here, put this in a frame and give thanks to God it didn't make tomorrow's breakfast news. Boo bingo crack whores. Huh. The sun. Royals in Satan's storm. Girls tell of devil orgies at palace. The press has enough on you, Miles, to turn you into a bigger public laughingstock than David Icke and Monica Lewinsky on a bicycle made for two. Really? You, Sir Patrick, are like an ant perched on the rim of a teacup, perched on the rim of a volcano. You have no concept. Of what you're bloody well talking about? Dead right. But I do know this. Your masters have washed their hands of you. As for your bloody pet monster, we'll have that put to sleep by a qualified veterinary surgeon. And no extra expense to the taxpayer. Beryl Windham, thou art avenged. Some things you know you shouldn't have done. I lied about my mother, Beryl. It was for my initiation into the Anti-Brotherhood. Oh, God, what have you done to me? Do you remember the prisoner? I had to prove I was beyond compassion, beyond humanity. Well, Sir Miles, to all intents and purposes, I'm afraid you are in the village. Here's to our first kidnapping. Here's to terror. Phase one complete. Who's for a knees up? Ah, interesting. From Ariel at Gloriana.freeserve. Excuse me. Let's try that a little bit different. From Ariel at Gloriana.freeserve.uk. From Rex Pop at Virgin.net. Date June 20th, 1999. Subject: the day to day. The day to day existence of the elderly, like that of the magician, is filled with an extraordinary high level of confidence. Everything ultimately repeats itself. One seems to stand still while the faces and backgrounds blur past an ever-increasing rate, like that scene from the film of The Time Machine. The furniture flickers, rearranging itself. Skirts are short, then long, then short again. Hair flows and dries up and flows once more. Imagine then the life of the elderly magician, one long, shining thread of coincidence. Can you tell I've been smoking as I write? Tomorrow is my birthday, Gideon. I have a lot of summing up to get through before morning. Tomorrow I'll be 99 years old, and long ago I made a private decision to stop before I reached 100, just to be contrary. I refuse to give the Queen the pleasure of sending me a congratulatory telegram, and 99 is the number of all endings. From Marielle at gloriana.freeserve.uk. From Rex Pope at virgin.net. Date May 11th, 1999. Subject, My Adventure Begins. Carmageddon, Part 1. Now, we won't be doing all of this. We're just going to do this first part, and then we'll do the rest of it later. But we're doing Part 1, Tantrica. It says, Oh Buddha, up yours. Before settling my affairs and joining you in India, I'd made a gift of my lifetime's tantric journals, a great deal of spent ink dear to our people at Lacoste. It was here I finally met your old friend, the Marquise. My dear Lady Manning, I have heard the most lascivious rumors. I'm quite sure you have, but I am no longer lascivious, Monsieur de Sade. I am 99 years old in June. You look remarkably robust for a man who died 200 years ago. Sin puts the spring in my step. My afterlife is spent reading and researching here, engineering a new world. So many of humankind's ignorant cruelties can be blamed on thwarted libido, I think. At Lacoste, we peel soft bodies and minds from the suffocating armor of repression, shame, and guilt. Document, monsieur. Oh, doucement, monsieur, doucement. My senses are still remarkably well preserved. Forgive my enthusiasm. I spent a great deal of time behind bars with only my filthy thoughts to sustain me. Here I can translate my ideas into flesh, destroy taboos, eliminate boundaries. Regard, a whole ballroom devoted to the arts of farting and shitting. I find my humor is particularly sustained by the sight of others at their most bestial. I once lived with 6 cats and an Irish wolfhound, monsieur. Public farting and shitting do not constitute a radical confrontation with a psyche to me. He has a wonderful gift for the telling phrase, but not much besides. Perfect company, I suppose, but I do so miss you, dear. Which brings me back dizzily to my point, whatever it was. It's time, you see, according to a 5th postcard which arrived this morning, otherwise blank. It was so lovely of you to return to India at such short notice. Some water, sir? Orange juice? I'm fine, ta. What time's it in India? From rexpop at virgin.net to ariel at gloriana.freeserve.uk. Date May 14th, 1999. Subject, Indian summer. May in Varanasi. 25 degrees and wet. It's like the sixth circle of the inferno here. Edith, where they flail the arses off the howling heretics and the men who fuck marine life, etc. NATO's stomping on the Balkans while India and Pakistan threaten one another with nukes. Dead from the waist down on MTV. The humidity's making me horny and mad. I miss Robin. In his new book, Ken Wilber calls it skin hunger. I feel like I'm building up charge. Monsoon's on its way. From Ariano... Okay, we get that. But the subject is wanking. It's May 14th and the subject is wanking here. Dearest Gideon, I shan't succumb to your steamy prose. You've had me once and my yawns were heard throughout eternity. For my part, I'm beginning to succumb to skin nausea here. Desaad is combining and splicing genders, realizing fantasies, sending his little boats into the raging ocean of human desire. Today on the grand tour of his erotic laboratories, I asked him outright. What about the people who disagree with your vision of sexual utopia? We will catalog that perversion also and permit them to continue its practice privately among consenting adults. He has an answer for everything, although not always a good one. London, England. Keep the change, Abdul. So yeah, I'm asking. You got a girlfriend, Jack? What's it to you? Fancy me, eh? You should be so lucky. Fucky lucky. Jesus, I only fucking asked Ringo. Fuck, I'm horny. Bet this is the first and best fucking suit you ever... Let's try that one again, guys. Bet this is the first best fucking suit you ever owned, right? Yeah, so fucking what? See... I don't usually fuck when I'm working. I like feeling edgy, you know? I got a gun in my hand, I need access to that trigger. Happy spinster bitch crouched in my fucking womb. Fucking shut up, eh? You're making me fucking edgy, man. I just want to lie down for a bit. Fucking hell, not bad, eh? This fucker used to be my old history teacher at the school. Big Malky. We used to laugh at him. I wouldn't mind getting some of them back to see where he's pissing shit! Oh, that's Helga. Helga? Who the fuck's Helga? The one you said... Hey, Jolly Roger and Jack Frost out of Africa and reporting for duty. If you can tear your head out of the fucking can for 5 minutes... What are you, a supermodel? Nice ass, Helga. I can see your appendix scar. From the fucking inside. Oh! I was born with a little brass engine instead of an appendix. I've been expecting you both. Sorry. How disgusting of me. Hi. You'll have to excuse me. I've been trying to learn an alien language and it all came back up. May 15th, 99. Subject, blue light. Monsieur de Sade has created tantric engines, perpetual motion orgasm generators with moving parts made of people, his orgonauts. His eyes blaze when he talks about the sex theories of Wilhelm Reich and clearly sees his own applications of Reich's work as a solution to the current world's every problem. The blue light indicates the presence of what Dr. Reich called orgone. I have heard orgone mentioned in some occult books I've read. Crowley has written about it to some extent. It may or may not exist, but it seems to be some sort of energy, theoretical, at least in the occult sense of the word. We've seen the light itself condense into a substance with very unusual properties. We've converted this part of the building into a gigantic orgone accumulator, you see. Fluctuations in the rhythm of the swimming pool orgy are precisely calculated to manipulate weather conditions around the chateau. I encountered similar effects when I visited Orgonon in 1951. I heard my friend Thiero bringing his her lover to climax in the summer house, the flowers and vines inhaling carbon dioxide, visibly growing and writhing in the rain. One result of our work is to reverse the chronic physical and emotional paralysis which fills in for human interaction in these days, Desaad insists. It's like watching a newborn angels arising from shattered suits of irony, told me. And it was such a vivid image that I wrote it down immediately in order to use it as my own elsewhere. Who knows what freedoms might be achieved on a larger scale. The arrow is a non. Desaad's new gender. Cruel and poised, beautiful and self-contained in their perfection. I would like to have a child, a little sexless baby. And I'd love to be its godmother, dear, but... Excuse me, what is that place? The arrow, that young woman there. It appears that some brave young perverts are working with the sick alien material which accompanies negative contracts with the other side. It brings illness and fevers, and they call it feeding the beast. You shouldn't look at her. Let's go somewhere beautiful, Lady Manning. The volunteers live in a house known as the Semi. Panning for gold in the archetypal dung of the human unconscious, slowly assembling the maps of hell to guide the rest of us safely through the dark. Mr. Reddy, my renowned tantric teacher, had a name for this process which I couldn't spell then and certainly shan't attempt now. Okay, another one here, and this is subject, the Marquise on Family Values. Monsieur de Sade's misanthropy rears its gruesome head once more and makes me laugh. A functioning artificial womb. I plan to create a race of wonderful, intrepid new men and women. No more will parents be permitted to visit their own emotional inadequacies on developing minds. That's interesting. Perhaps now that all of humankind is united in obsolescence, we can relax and be a little kinder to one another. A basis there for the end of the sex wars, don't you think? All wars are sex wars, I responded, or something equally brilliant. Consider the links between a semen-stained dress in Washington and dead refugee babies in the former Yugoslavia. He smirked one of those smirks. I thought of my own parents and their brutal, idiotic attempts to do their best for me. Some liaisons are conducted in the conditions of almost complete sensory deprivation. Without sight, without hearing or speech, the dark senses awaken us to a forgotten spectrum of experience. The Marquise talks, a ghost of sensory possibilities and new vocabularies of touch and smell. I was going to launch into some tedious nonsense about tulpas and Alexandra David Neal, but I'm afraid I just can't seem to get that poor young girl's face out of my mind. From the Semi. Okay, May 16th, 1999. Subject, wet dreaming. Just had a wet dream. I was in Paris searching for your house. One of those dreams where you vaguely recognize where you are, but it's not right. One like that. I forgot the rest, but it's been echoing in my head all day. I wandered down the cremation ghats this morning, first time in 10 years. They say Varanasi exists in some weird suburb of normal space and time. To die here is to be released from the wheel of karma. Today's omen, I found a February New Scientist in my hotel on top of the wardrobe. Turns out some physicist called Michael Grady has published a theory suggesting that all of space-time is an enormous crystal solid growing in a five-dimensional fluid. Everything's becoming real, as predicted. The gods feel haunted. I keep expecting to meet myself here. Caligula would have blushed. The future, the present, and the past, all equally now, equally available as facets of the same structure. Wow, that was a mouthful. A lot of very interesting stuff. Are we on to the second part yet? I don't know. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and end it right here. Seems like a good spot. Alright guys, so this is the Grimlord, and I will see you next time for more Invisibles on Grimm's Comics Corner.